finished.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
This here is remarkable, so death remix. J.E. y'all, Run DMC to the beach, y'all. Timmy, y'all know my name. Come on.
First of all, I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
Yes. I'ma be real, say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start?
Press 3.
You still there? You've reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
I think we should just send them a message. Hey, this is Jazz and Vic from the Emotion Picture.
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
Who did that? That me?
I don't know who that is.
Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Bye.
All right, well, I guess we just pranked all the shit out of somebody.
I hope they're getting married.
I don't know why. I don't know what they're going to do that for.
That was crazy.
But welcome, though. Welcome to the Emotion. One of your hosts, the brother Victorious, you know. Now, hailing from the dirty, dirty South, we have my main man, Sha Stimuli. What's going on, Sha?
I'm good, I'm good. I'm not really hailing from the South. It's just
Yeah, sure.
Right now.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're almost, you know, ATL-ian. I think you have like 3 more years left to go.
Nah, it's about 12, 13. Giants, though, Giants, Super Bowl.
No doubt, no doubt. I hope the New York Giants also win the foosball championship. I'm with that also. I'm with that also. Jazz, what's going on, Jazz? Where you calling from?
I am rushing in from picking up my pre-Valentine's Day gift.
Your pre-Valentine's gift.
Yeah, you guys are gonna now have to step the game up after I tell you what I got. A new car! Yay!
Oh.
Wait. You were given a new car?
It was a gift. Yes.
From who?
Look, don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous.
I think one of our callers is tricking.
You got a dude? You never even
mentioned
that.
No. What are you talking about? You have to have a dude to get a gift, to get a car? Come on, be for real. I'm Jazz.
What?
I'm so excited. It's so nice. It has 10 miles on it. And I'm just really excited and thankful.
Somebody bought you a car that is not your man? Is that what you're telling me?
I think there may be like a stipulation where she has to, you know, take trips out of state with it. I'm not too sure, though.
Well,
what kind of car is it? A PT Cruiser?
No. No, it's not. And I don't want to give that information, but we'll talk after the show.
We can't
it's nice, though.
That's what's
it's,
up.
Yeah, it's new. And I'm taking it to Atlanta this weekend, so.
I don't know what's going on, man.
You missed too many shows, man.
Because I remember we had the gift show, and the Cali girl had said that she bought somebody a car. So maybe this is the new thing, buying cars, people.
Well, you know, when you're generous, others are generous towards you. So remember I gave away the Kinky Christmas kit?
Look. You gave away the Kinky Christmas kit. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to come to Atlanta this weekend, so I'll make sure we'll have lunch over it.
All right.
Over the car.
I need to know what's going on. I need to know how to set my game up.
I think somebody trying to marry you, Jazz.
No.
No.
And you know what? I definitely, we do need to talk about our quiz that we took so that everyone knows kind of where I am right now.
Quiz. Got my homework.
Yeah.
Well,
our
producer Oasis, she gave us this quiz about, you know, how ready for marriage we are, and you know, I think Sha and I and Jazz took them.
I'm ready.
I think Jazz, wasn't like your thing different than ours?
It was. I don't know. I'm not ready. I'm not ready at all.
Oh,
and
man.
It suggested that I keep doing what I'm doing because it's working for me right now.
I hear that.
Now, that's some bullshit.
It's working for me
for
right now.
And you getting cars, and you're not even close to being ready.
Yeah, what kind of message are you sending right now?
I've been very clear. I have been very clear. You guys know that I communicate very clearly, and I am not ready for a commitment. I'm way poly, and I got a new car.
Yo, I'm way poly, but apparently it says that I'm ready for marriage. I need to get married now, so I don't
yes.
know.
What do you think about that? How accurate was that? I think it was very accurate.
I mean, you know, marriage is a complicated thing. I definitely am... I'm a monogamous dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm always looking for the long-lasting relationship. I mean, even though I'm really quick on the trigger, you know what I'm saying, given the axe. What do you say, Sha?
I'd say anything.
Yeah, but Sha, no, I usually enter the situation real optimistic, you know?
Yes, you do. Yes,
I may be
that.
In the club, you know, I may tell my man, yo, I'm right here, I'm going to marry her, son, right there, you know. And after about 3-4 weeks, you know, usually it's, you know, something's wrong, but but I am forever ready to get married. Or, you know, I mean, getting married to me is not really the contractual, you know, factual thing like that. You know, it's more so that. Oh.
Yeah, really. Here we go.
Nah.
Here we go with that.
Nah, what I'm trying to say.
Listen to the brothers talk, man.
Yeah.
I'm not signing no contracts. I don't want the man to know
that.
What I'm doing. What is it about? Please
it's about
tell me.
Love.
It ain't about all the institution of marriage that people make it out to be.
Oh, here we go.
It's the truth, man. It turns
well,
into
I don't know because
binding
I'm not
agreement,
ready.
And everybody says marriage is a business. It's two people combining they finances, they lives, and coming together. It's a business. It ain't about love. You can love anybody.
The tax write-off, definitely have to remember that, too.
But, I mean, right, and then there's the other thing is that because of the country that we live in and the system that we have in place, you don't reap the benefits of a marriage, the financial benefits, the security, if you don't, you know, sign that contract, if you don't do it, you know, from a legal perspective. So
well,
doesn't that matter to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, well, one thing is that in some states – they do recognize that. Like, you got the common law, you have ability to have domestic partnerships in some states. You know, you get registered for that. So, I mean, there are some things you do get. You don't get everything, obviously, that marriage gets you. But I think that it's interesting that whenever you talk to somebody nowadays, you know, why do they want to get married? It's always about, well, when he dies, I'm going to be getting, you know, the property or the estate, whatever. It's always about after death, and it doesn't really seem too romantic. So you might as well just marry somebody that's well-to-do, you know.
About
and,
to die.
Yeah, well-to-do, about to die, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all
about...
Buy
you a car.
Yeah. Because, you know, you got to get married. What's going to happen when he dies? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we 21, so you're talking about when he dies. That's not romantic at all. So, I mean,
how
to me, that makes...
How much are you getting? $75 million or some shit?
Yeah, well, that's another thing. And that's another
bitch,
thing.
Bitch, you wasn't
divorce.
With me shooting in the gym. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. That's all I got to say.
You know, and you know, the Kobe thing, you know, divorce rate is 50-50. Come on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
50-50.
Well, that's the prenup.
Off, you won't even make the death anyway.
So, but that's what the prenups and stuff are for. That protects you from that type of, right?
Well, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if we're worried about benefits after death, Social Security and everything, most people will not make it to the death of that person. They will be divorced, you know, before they get to even near death, is what I'm saying. It's not like marriage is this thing where you know it's going to be forever. It's not 1832, you know what I'm saying, where the woman has to stay at home. You know, her financial security is based upon the man. You know, if he dies, she's going to be broken, penniless. Like, the workforce right now, the majority of that is women. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Women are lasting, you know, living longer. You know, women are making more money. They have their 501k and everything. So it's not the whole old model of marriage, whereas you declare your love for this person and you know, the divorce will get you burnt at the stake or something like that. That's over. Like, it's a new – a lot of women don't even want to get married. You got Sex in the City out there. Made that shit look cool to be single. You know, so I think the paradigm is shifting, and we got to shift with it. That's just my opinion right there.
Okay.
My opinion. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. The applause was late, but I still appreciate it. That's what's up. So, I mean,
we're just letting it soak in.
Dad, you don't want to get married?
No, I'm not saying that. I don't have any problems with, you know, the legal perspective of it or the government and any of that. I just know not outside of the quiz, forget that, but I just know that I'm not ready for marriage. I think I've been in some pretty long-term relationships, which we'll talk about domestic partnerships, and, you know, that kind of felt like marriages, everything but the paperwork. And I'm not ready to enter that right now. So, yeah, I'm not against marriage or anything like that. I'm not bitter. I've been engaged before, and that was a tragic fail, but it hasn't shaped me to say no to all things marriage.
What is your thought on marriage, though? What does marriage mean to you? Besides,
I'm sorry, I was definitely feeling those tears. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what does marriage mean to you besides the benefits?
I think for me, it means definitely more than the benefits. I mean, I think you can marry really anyone, and, you know, someone that's that doesn't have $75 million and three houses and all that other kind of stuff, and there is no financial benefit. You know, there's just that security in knowing that this person can represent you from like a health perspective and, you know, that type of thing. But marriage to me really just means that it symbolizes a long-term commitment, a lifetime commitment. That's what it symbolizes to me. It's, you know, kind of you're sharing with the world that this is the person that you have decided to be with for the rest of your life. So that's what it means to me.
This should be like an echo and shit. Rest of your life.
Does it always happen? No. You know, I'm not one of these people also that don't believe in divorce. I mean, I think that a lot of folks get married for the wrong reasons or without putting enough information, research into themselves and to each other. But I also believe that if the marriage isn't working and it's not healthy, that you should consider a divorce. So I'm really not hard up on marriage either way.
I mean, but
divorce is evil.
Well, Sha,
he said divorce is evil. And I think that, you know, it does have some really bad effects on people, you know, emotionally, children, a lot of different things. But I also think that people staying together in unhealthy marriages can have worse or even worse effects.
Well, let me put you on the spot a little bit. Do you want to get married?
Yes.
Okay, so all of that.
Now? No.
Okay.
To the right person? Yes.
But what about, like, when you turn 30, you want to get married? Like, when do you think the time will be for you?
You know, I don't really have that time stamp. And, you know, I'm not looking for, you know, the guy that is, you know, six this and, you know, does this and does that. You know, I don't really have – I think that whole phase has passed for me with respect to, you know, when I graduate school, I'm going to get married or – once we finish doing this, we're going to get that has passed for me. I think because I've had some really good relationships and I've had some really bad ones. And I know that it takes a lot of work and a lot of energy and both people need to be on the same page. So I don't believe in rushing anything. I have children. So a lot of women are waiting to do things in order. Well, I've already done things out of order. I live with a man. I have children. You know, I've done a lot of things that are not in traditional order. So the things that some people are looking to accomplish in a marriage, I already have. And then, you know, great.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I want to get back to...
Let them in. Let them in.
All right. We have our A. And people, I'm telling you, you definitely want to call in early. You know what happened last time. So call in 323-657-1479. That is 323-657-1479. Dial 1 if you want to speak. I don't want to hear no shit at 855. All right, we got a caller. Caller, you're in there?
What's going on? This is Joey, South Carolina.
What's going on, Joey, South Carolina?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Joey,
what's up,
man? Not
Peace.
Joe, right?
What's up, man? It's me. What's going
okay,
on?
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, Joey holds us down on the motion picture form of Facebook. Holds us down.
Yes, he is.
No doubt. No doubt. How you all doing?
Doing
good. Did Joey buy the car? He didn't buy the car, did he?
You bought that car, Joey?
Joey, what were you calling in? What were you calling? Come on now, don't front for these people. Just go ahead and wait your comment.
I just wanted to address the subject tonight about marriage. I was just trying to catch up to what you were saying. Marriage is a contract. I'm married myself. I think it's a great thing, and I think to piggyback on what you were saying, my sister, it is definitely always a constant work in progress. I will say this, I love being married, but if something would happen, she were to get hit by a bus or something like that, I wouldn't do it again, though. I don't like the questions. You know,
God forbid,
of course.
That's right,
course.
Knock on wood, all
point.
That.
Yeah, that's my mother, my kids, and whatnot. But it's the questions, when you coming home, who you with, don't drink and drive, this, that, and third, you know what I'm saying? So I just don't want to hear that, but I think
you don't want to hear don't drink and drive? Damn.
He knows that already. I know that. Exactly. But this is, at the end of the day, I just think being married, if you have the right one, who you support her and she supports me, it's a good thing. And I commend anybody who takes that step. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Joey, how long have you been married?
I've been with my wife 14 years, but she got me in the church. We jumped the broom about 7 years ago.
Wow. So
two kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you said it. She got me in the church. Yeah, you said that? Like she,
what does that mean?
Like she lured a man with some M&M.
Don't drink and drive and get in his church.
Sounds like a good woman.
And you all say I get down in the forum, you know what I'm saying? I wild out. She's the mature of the group, or the couple rather.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So she's the one, if I'm heading towards the cliff, she's the one telling me we need to slow down, maybe do a U-turn or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So she's probably the reason I'm not in prison, just that a third. You know, good girl, though. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm curious. You were together for 7 years, and then you got married. Did you get an ultimatum? Was it your idea, her idea?
It came down to, and Lord, she's not here to listen to this, but it came down to she was not liking the lifestyle. I mean, we're living together, as they say, shacking. She wasn't feeling that. And her grandmother was saying, this dude's never going to marry you. Her mother was not feeling it. And it got to the point I couldn't even answer the phone. Someone called because they want her grandmother to know I was living there and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying so. And I got to think, like, this is a good girl. She gave me my daughter. You know what I'm saying? This is a girl I did love. Why not marry her? You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't in love. I can admit that. I was in love. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, brother.
Yeah. You should admit that.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then she, you know, now we have a son together. He's 4 now, so everything is good. Everything's gravy.
Okay, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Well, she must be an outstanding woman to be able to control you.
No doubt.
but to be able to compliment you.
Oh man, you echo a lot of people saying that.
Cool.
Yeah, man. But other than that, I mean, I could, going back to the marriage thing, anybody wants to do it, think about it, make sure you're ready and get all your plan out, because when you sign that contract and go to the church and get married, there's no turning back. You know, it's hard to get out of that situation.
Shit. It's hard to get out of the situation.
So you're in it for life.
Saw 2, nigga. You're making that shit sound like Saw 2.
Yeah. That's why I wasn't ready.
Joey, there was a ring attached to your finger. You must fall off. You cannot answer the phone or take off the ring.
Exactly.
Thanks, Joey. Thanks for sharing.
No doubt, man. I salute you all, man.
All right.
The chat room is very surprised that Joey is married.
He's married. Good man. No, the funny thing is, he said, well, if she got hit by a bus, you know, I wouldn't do it again. I thought he was about to say, I wouldn't be mad if she got hit by a bus. But, I mean, it does sound like there's a little bit of, you know, I wish I could get out of it. But he definitely does sound like he's very happy. We got another caller on the line. But, Sha, I wanted to ask you, does that change your mind at all?
About what?
Joy's happiness and all that, like as far as you getting married? Well, we haven't really asked you. Are you getting
did
married?
Did I say I wanted to get married? What did I say?
Well, I mean, the quiz said you're ready. You're ready for marriage and all that.
Oh, the quiz said that. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. Technically, I think last year I probably felt like I was more ready to do the kid thing, and I wanted to do it like traditionally. So marriage was like that means to having a family, but now I'm more open to, like, I'm more understanding of the responsibility and what it takes, and I can actually see myself being a husband. Like, when before, I think I was just like, I was probably more hype about being a father, so I was like, let me just do it so that I could you know, say I did it.
So you didn't want to have a child of Redbox anymore?
Nah, I've avoided. I mean, I've made it through, you know, all these years without any kids, any abortions, any nothing I know of. Yeah, so.
Oh, abortions. I get that, man.
Yeah, no abortions, bro. I got a condom on right now.
No abortions that you paid for, you know, pretty much.
no slip-ups, man. Like, you know, I just, I never wanted to, you know, certain girls you deal with, you can't see them as, like, the mother of your child, you know.
Yeah.
That's a whole other show right there.
Yeah,
it really is. Or the stepfather of your children. That is.
The stepdaddy, right.
Yeah, great to date, but don't want to see, I can't see you in that role.
You know.
So all I have to say, he didn't change my mind. I mean, I know I probably would feel that way because, you know, the grass is always greener, man. You get in there, you get a good girl, get a good person. Of course, you're going to look at the restrictions you have. You're going to look at, you know, the other people that you could be having relationships with. You know, sometimes you sit at home and things are just not, you know, always 100% great. But, you know, you got to look at the bright side and know that if you out there getting in and living a single life, sometimes you want to come home to somebody. Sometimes you want to share certain experiences with, you know, a great person. So, I don't know.
Yeah, there definitely is nothing wrong with coming home to somebody. On that note, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jess.
Oh no, I was saying that I think Sha has also a song that kind of fits in really nicely with tonight's show.
Yeah. I'm about to drop that. The song is called Forever, and it pretty much belies everything he just said. So here we go.
I'm sorry.
And we'll be back.
I started scary, you got too near me, I backed away. I still was dating, you started saying I had it made. With plenty women, your man was flipping, I actually prayed both of us would meet when we ready. That's where we at today. Back then I had to wait, you said let's take our time. I thought I couldn't love, you thought I shouldn't rhyme. We made a compromise, and then that dude that you was with must have been out his mind. Couldn't commit and I was stepping like a Kappa. But rap as an occupation wasn't one you could bring home to your mama for conversation. Plus I used to hit the road with them O's for compensation. All the ifs and maybes went out the door. Once we got naked, we was making something deeper than lust. So if they must know, I touched low, came back high, twisted up, slowed down. It was magical, presto, change-o, abracadabra. My life was never the same though. I was chasing rainbows, rain holes, change though. Watching now, watching this thing that we maintain grow. I traded weaves for a halo, body hot as hell, but my angel, you know what it is. So you don't stress about my tax bracket. Sometimes you gotta carry me, you backpacking. I think about the journey, I'll be backtracking just so I can cherish our past passing. Other couples, they wanna be like J&B. I just want a girl to watch MTV and A&E. And then DVR when I'm on BT. Only time she plays me when I give her this A
before I'm all for richer, for better or for worse. And sickness and the health until I'm in a hearse. You know I'm always with you. If God takes me first, I'm still by your side through happiness and hurt. See, this is a forever, forever and a day. Whenever we endeavor, I will not walk away. We up in this together. No, I am not afraid. Follow me right here. Weather, you know I'll always stay.
I'm looking further. I see you hurting, I pull you close. A son or daughter makes us immortal. So when I'm ghost, play my music, it's therapeutic. I'm so exposed, putting this on record. I'm blessed to be the one you chose. This ain't rapping and ripping, spitting to hype the crowd. This real talk at the altar, girl, these are like my vows. Hope you see what I'm saying. Somebody write it down. I'm still standing up in this love for how you like me now. One day you striving for fortune, you think you want fame. Then you meet someone special, you see it all change. I gave my number but slumbered until the call came. Now I'm here to say that we make it. I ain't LeBron James, and I ain't dissing him, but listen to my mission. I'm just always in your corner. You can call me Derek Fisher. Girl, I'm open. Got my ring on. Yeah, I'm going left, but if you miss it close, you know it's till death. And after that, I said I'm Derek Fisher. I'm open. I'm in the corner. I'm in your corner. Got my ring.
For richer, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, until I'm in a hearse. You know I'm always with you, if God takes me first. I'm still by your side, through happiness and hurt. See, this is up forever, forever and a day. Whatever we endeavor, I will not walk away. We up in this together, no, I am not afraid. I'm facing any weather, you know I'll always say. See, this is up forever, forever and a day. Up in it forever, forever and a day. Girl, this is just forever, forever and a day. So we ain't here forever, forever and a day. Yeah.
I am for you. You are for me.
Late night,
and we are forever.
Marriage proposal going on in Midcourt right now, Jerry.
I really can't imagine doing that. You know, that's under pressure, isn't it?
Well, whatever you did worked because you're still married. How many years?
40 years.
40 years, so I think people ought to be asking you how to do it.
Well, I tell you, if I'd have did it that way, I wouldn't have got, she'd have probably need me while I'm down there. But,
you know what, I'm just waiting once for the gal to say no, okay?
And, yeah.
You know, that would be...
But she has to say yes there. She may say no as soon as they walk off the court.
I think she's saying I can't do it right now.
That I really do like you a lot, but let's just be friends.
Wow, look at this. Wow. How do you like that? Well, I was just joking when I said that. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, boy. That young man probably get over it in 10, 12 years or so.
Yeah, that song was dope. I'm finna buy a ring right now.
That's so nice. I was saying I'm gonna have that as my first dance.
All right, I see the flower girls and all that shit.
Yeah, they're gonna come into that. That's what's up.
But that last clip was actually at a basketball game where a guy decided to propose on national television in the middle of the basketball court, and the girl said no. So that definitely that happened. Yeah. You know, some women don't want to get married, you know, and if you're a woman and you don't want to get married or you ain't really stressing marriage, you can give us a call 323-657-1479. But for now, we have caller 718. If your area code is 718.
Is the doorbell broke again?
No, it's coming
again.
Hello? The fuck? Hey.
Hello, hello.
Yo.
Hello, hello. You're there.
Good.
Yeah, what's going on?
Who are you?
Hello, you can hear me?
You hear you?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Who are you?
What's your name?
My brother?
Yeah, I just wanted to interject a little bit on the whole topic of marriage, and I just wanted to basically say that, you know, a lot of things as far as a lack of understanding of who we are supposed to be as men and women, we run away from the whole concept of being married, especially women too, because society does kind of pump the whole independent woman thing and going to work and getting a career. So what women do when they fall into this category is they become less and less of having that motherly need and want to create a family because they're so busy out there being, having a career and having a job. So this is where a lot of women get the idea of them not wanting to get married. But that's not the only thing with everybody. It's a different situation for everyone. But as far as relationships, we put a lot of carts before the horse. So what we do is that prior to getting married in these relationships, they're already dysfunctional. They start off a lot of
sexually driven relationships, people don't really have anything in common besides the sex. And then when you put sex before a lot of things as far as courting and trying to actually find out if this is the person for you, it clouds your vision and actually clouds the things that you could take or the things that you can't take, as opposed to the sex maybe being good. You understand what I'm saying? So people kind of like they put the cart before the horse. So then when they actually do get married, they actually find out. And 10 years later, you wake up next to somebody like, who is this person? I don't know this person. That's because a lot of things in your relationship from the rip wasn't good or based on having good morals and being with a person long as far as being with a person forever, because that's what marriage is. So a lot of people don't want to get married because they don't really have the understanding of what it is to be a man. Women don't have the understanding of what it is to be a woman. So if you give women all the jobs and the guys can't get nothing, what can he really tell her when she comes home? She's making all the money. You can't tell me shit because I'm making all the money and, you know, you don't really provide. So if you take away the man's opportunity to be a provider, a protector, security, things of that nature, you give them all to the woman, it kind of perverts society in the views of what people have of what it is to actually be in a relationship and what to play their position. It's not bad for a woman to listen to her man. You're supposed to pick a man who makes good judgment. You're supposed to pick a man that you trust to make good judgment. You understand what I'm saying? But women seem like it's a stigma with that because 9 times out of 10, we don't pick the right person, men and women. So when you don't play your position, you can't get mad when an offensive lineman trying to kick a field goal and he doesn't make it because he's not supposed to be kicking a field goal. You understand what I'm saying? You can't get mad when a defensive linebacker is trying to be a quarterback. He's not supposed to be throwing the ball. But that's where a lot of relationships end up, and they fall up into a lot of arguing, and then people get a divorce and things of that nature. Because I say, like, you know, love is grand, but divorce costs $100,000. Like what that brother was saying, man, it's easy to get married, but when you're trying to break out that relationship, there's like a whole bunch of lawyer fees on top of the emotional stress with that. And we kind of bring that to us because we're not starting off the relationship right from the beginning. A lot of relationships are based on finding people in places where you don't really want to find a wife. Not to say that you can't find a wife on Facebook or in a club, because a lot of these girls, some girls just go out with their girlfriends for the first time in a long time, and they drag them out. So she doesn't necessarily have to be a club-type chick. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to get to know people and actually court. Courting is important. And that's basically what I want to say towards marriage.
Cool. That brother, knowledge.
Yeah, what's your name? We didn't get your name.
Vic, what's good? What's good, Vic? It's Dello, man.
What's going on? You know, ladies, if you need an eligible man, I got him. Hit me up. Small fee.
We have a 560 on the emotion picture.
Well, brother was kicking that knowledge right there about getting
married,
ladies.
Wait, what did he say his name was? Dolo? We didn't get his name.
No, Dello. Dello. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that was good.
And he's paying a million. I don't know. Look.
Yay!
now, let me ask you, Dello, are you married?
No, I'm not married at the moment, but I am currently going through a situation with a young lady where we at a crossroads right now because we have a differences in views of things. And I'm trying to tell her that, too, you know, even in this time when you come up to that crossroad, we're two different independent people and we're two different individuals. So you have two different views of things. And of course, two friends disagree. You might like red, I might like black. That doesn't make you a bad person. But compromise and understanding in a relationship is what's going to make it go forward. I always tell people don't get mad, just get understanding. You have to understand why people do things, why people look at things like that.
Because okay, well,
we're all different.
Well, you know, we had that show a couple of weeks ago. We had Nothing in Common show. So definitely check out those archives. But you do want to get married, though.
Well, of course, most definitely. That's how life is set up. I mean, like, I'm not Muslim, but I Muslims, some of them, like, as far as their real life, they can't travel to Mecca unless they're married to a woman because they view it as you're not a complete person unless you're married. You understand what I'm saying? Unless you're married, you're not considered a whole person because even in the Bible it says that you marry your woman and y'all become one. That's because that if you're a man, you only look through things from a man's bifocals. And when you get married to a woman, you become more sensitive to their views and why they get mad and upset. Just like when you have a daughter, you don't really understand women until you have a daughter and you understand, like, wow, dang, she's so sensitive. Everything is bad and she's crying about this and that. It's kind of like your wife. So you kind of come more in tune to what it is and you look at things from both bifocals. Because God is neither a man or a woman. He's both. and he's more than that too. So well, you gotta understand. Can we take?
Let me see. You mentioned the Bible. You mentioned Muslim. I guess the Quran. How does that fit into to the contractual, like going, you know, to City Hall, Secretary of State, or what have you, and getting married? Is that what you're talking about? Does that fit into the whole scheme?
No, I mean, basically, as far as that's concerned, I know there's a lot of different cultures and there's different stipulations that constitute marriage. But to me, for a man and woman, it should just be a mutual agreement that this is where we're going to start from and we're going to go on from there. Now, the whole marriage and the whole ring thing, to me, I believe that that whole spiel is for her. So I'll do it for her. Just tell me where to be at and with my suit on. But at the end of the day, in my mind, we're already married. You understand what I'm saying? You have to love someone before you marry them anyway. So if I already love you enough to marry you, you was already my wife. So
All right. Thanks, Della.
Okay, yes.
All right.
That girl better get it right. She better start liking black or red or whatever. What's wrong with her?
I think he said everything that he needs to be my PR. But like, look, girl, hold on. Let me call Dello and explain to you.
Yeah.
But let me
just
ask you, Jack,
this back to her.
I hear this a lot, right? I hear I got married for her is what she wanted to do. You know, and I'm sure at the time, she's like, oh, girl, he's going to marry me. But I don't know, like, woman, do you really want that? You want the guy to get married because you want to get married? And he's like, I'll do that shit, you know. That's what my girl want. I'm going to get married to her. She want the ring and all the tuxedo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want that? Or do you want the one that, okay. Oh, shit.
No.
You don't want
no,
that?
No, thank
okay.
you. But there are.
Well, but why, not, why not, though?
Well, because, I mean, I think that there's two cases of people that we're talking about here. I think we're talking about people that marriage is more, like, getting married, being married is more important than the quality of the marriage, right?
Mm.
So to be able to say, like, girl, I'm getting married, like, he got me a ring, we da-da-da, honeymoon here, and then you check in with them a few years later, and they're not really happy. You know, this people in the chat room are talking about, you know, their marriage is getting better each year, each day, and that, to me, like, that is quality. That is something worth, you know, waiting for or worth sacrificing the big pomp and circumstance of a wedding and a honeymoon and all that. That, to me, is what is important. But that's not what's important to all people, or at least at the time. It's more important that they have this big ceremony and that from a status standpoint, because in our country and a lot of our circles, being a woman and being married and, you know, that is like, you know, you've reached, you know, a milestone, put it that way. So, and then for other women who we see some that are talking in the chat room right now, myself, that milestone in doing things in that particular order, that's not the most important part. It's just that it has to have real quality to it. There has to be love, and we both have to want to go into this together.
Yeah,
and I was mentioning in the chat room that I was engaged before, and I knew that when I was saying yes, that I did not want to be married to that person. I knew that.
What'd you say?
And I said yes because it was one of those, like, basketball in the court situation. We were amongst our whole family. It was Christmas Day, and I just could not bear to embarrass him.
You had one of those?
I did.
Oh, wow.
And I have to be honest with you. I think that he did that because we were at a very not really a good place in our relationship, and I think that was his, if I do this, I can keep her, you know, and this might make things better. But I didn't really feel he was in it for the right reasons, and I knew in my heart that this is not the person I should be with for the rest of my life. I did say yes, and I regretted doing that, and then every, you know, after some time, we called it off. Well, I called it off. And that's when I realized that being married isn't the most important thing. You need
Oh, stop it. We got to fire that intern. But, you know, it's funny to hear you say that because I think a lot of men do the reverse. You know, I don't know if that this is Dello's situation or if it was Joey's situation, but you get pressure from the other partner. You know, you think you can keep the other partner and you just go get married just for the hell of it, and then you get divorced 4 years later or you start cheating, you know, the next week and stuff like that. So it's very interesting when people just do it because the other person wants to do it or because they feel like that they can't get out of the situation. But I think it was a real scumbag move, though, him doing it in front of all the family. You know,
yeah.
That's me. Well, you go get some Kleenex, baby, and we'll take me have a call from Philly. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yes. Okay. Hi, this is Charlie. How are you? Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just called because I was listening to your show, and I've had a bit of life experience with the whole marriage question. And, you know, from a female's perspective, we are raised, you know, with the story, a little girl in pigtails. You always think of yourself that this is how life is supposed to go. I'm going to meet this guy. He's going to ask me to marry him. We're going to have kids, and we're going to live happily ever after. So I'm 35 now. I've been engaged 3 times. 2 cheaters, 1 abuser.
Oh, that's not good.
And I realize as I'm getting older that I had no business with those guys, much less accepting a proposal, but I was going along with the plan. And at 35 now, to answer your question, do I want to get married? I don't know. And I can't know until I meet the man that should be my husband, because I honestly feel like I should be inspired by this person, whoever he is, if he does exist, to want to spend the rest of my life with him. I can't plan that unless I actually know him. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you a question. Why, let's say like your last engagement, or maybe even all 3 of them, was there something like a common denominator that made you want to get married to these men?
Yes, I thought we really did have love. I thought with the one guy, I was very young. He was Muslim, and I was thinking about Islam at the time, and it just seemed like the proper thing to do. The second guy, we were best friends until we weren't, and I think things really went wrong when he wanted to have children. I wanted to wait until we got married. We broke up. He had a kid somewhere else, and when he came back, things just, we couldn't put him back together, you know. And the last guy, I don't know, I think I fell in love with the prison dream, with the ex-con and who he wanted to be when he came home, and he was him for a good year. But okay. He went back to everything he was before, and, you know, I was in love with the man he wanted to be, not the man he was.
Oh, okay. Now, Jad, any questions for the caller before?
I think that I can relate well to what she's saying. I haven't had as many experiences and engagements, but I certainly think that at a certain I understand her sentiments of waiting until she meets that person, and that the hard-pressed issue is not on being married, but it's about being with the right person at the right time for you.
There's a saying that says immature love says, I love you because I need you, and mature love says, I need you because I love you. So I need to find that person that makes me inspired to do all those things, have a family, be married. Other than that, I'm going to be happy being by myself.
Very well. Very well said.
Do you have any kids?
No. No children. I thought there was, you know, that whole thing, there's too many black women becoming mothers and not wives, so I wanted to wait, and I waited. And, you know, like I said, before you know it, the years go by, so many bad relationships or whatever. You look up one day and you say, okay, I'm 35, no ex-husbands and no children. So I hadn't made a decision that I definitely want to be a single mother, but I have made a decision that I don't have to be married to be a mother, so I'm in between the fence with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Oh, hey, the rings. What happened to the rings? Give them all back? Or you got them? Draw?
No. One I gave back, and 2 I used as a move-on money, basically.
You sold the rings?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't keep them.
Okay. And Jazz, you have your ring, you say?
No, I put it on my keychain, and I lost it over time.
Oh, okay. I hear that. Well, thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling. I hope you can continue to listen and share your perspective with us.
And
I am enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Great.
Tell a friend. And folks, if you are that person that Charlie loves to need and need to love, you give us a call. 323-657-1479. Jazz, you know, the chat room is going crazy. First thing I want to address is someone said that, and this is the woman that said this, everybody knows, I ain't being racist, that women want a wedding more than they want the marriage. Not, it may not be the case for you, but what do you think about women that you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm down for a ceremony. I'm down to do all that. Brian McKnight, the beach, like Martin and all that. Down with that shit.
I think that's, you know, it's great. I think one of the most interesting situations that really was an example of that was, you know, when people go into debt over their wedding. You know, I think that's the most thoughtless and silliest thing
to
do.
Oh, that's stupid.
Isn't it? There's no respect for your future, to me. And the couple that I can't give too many details about them, but, I mean, they had a lavish wedding out of the country. They brought people in. You mean they really went over the top, and they were divorced about 5 years later. And that was a situation where I could really see, I don't know if to say her, but them or their family wanting a wedding more than a marriage. So, yeah, I just think that that's really silly. But, again, we're talking about two separate people. I don't think we should generalize that to women because
that's not right. Yeah, but, you know, I was just saying that that some women do have that perspective. You know, it's not just, you know, it's good for me to hear women say certain things because usually guys get the stigma that, you know, well, men don't want to get married, men want to play the field and everything. But as we saw in our last show about polyamory, there are plenty of women who don't want to get married, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the chat room, man, okay. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, says she went to the Justice of the Peace and ate at Bennigan's afterwards.
And she has a good marriage.
Yeah, she has a great marriage.
At least from what she chats to us.
She wants some sister wives. She wants sister wives, and I believe there was something about only doing it on the bed. But she's with the guy, and you know, everything is going great. But you have a Black Brotherhood, and he's saying, man, I wish you can call up. But he's saying basically it's like the white man, I think, the white man is responsible. We say I think Black people should not get married under a system of racist white supremacy. Blacks should have religious covenants only until we control our own legal system. Which is pretty interesting because I asked him what his religion was, and he says, I don't discuss religion. So it's kind of like a contradiction right there. He brought religion up earlier. So I'm kind of confused. So if you want to state your case, Black Brotherhood, give us a call, 323-657-1479. You have 7 minutes left. But, Sha.
Yo.
What do you think about that? Black Brotherhood says that people shouldn't get married under the system of white supremacy. And I think someone said that only white people are down with gay marriage. I'm not sure that can
only white people are down with gay marriage.
Except for the Black gay people.
Listen, man, I'm not into blaming the white man today. Some days I blame him for everything.
Just not today.
Not today, man. Once you blame him for the marriage system, you got to blame him for the whole judicial system, for sports, for everything. So crack, just too much.
Yeah,
man.
And the emotion picture is really trying to broaden our listener.
Yeah.
Well, plus, it's just silly. Like, you know, okay, we can blame white men for crack and everything, but I think pretty much marriage is not something that started with, you know, Caucasians. I don't think that it's used to oppress Black people specifically. You know, there's a case you can make for it controlling people in general, you know, but I wouldn't say
it's not a black question.
I mean, you do get benefits for buying into the system. You know, you definitely Black or white, you know, hey, you get down with the system, we'll make sure you get these benefits, those benefits, but ain't no, you know, Black thing.
But even if you look at, like, tribal law, there's benefits to being married, you know, in other countries.
Many yams. Many yams.
Yeah,
and
cows. Don't you want yams and cows and stuff?
Yeah,
I mean,
dowry.
Benefits.
No, who gets paid the dowry? That my family or her family?
I think it's her. Wait, I don't know.
No, her family.
Oh, then
her
no.
Her family
no,
pays the dowry.
See, I was about to get married right there. I was about to get married, but
no. No. The woman, no, it's right. The woman has to bring forward to the marriage a dowry.
Oh, the woman brings the dowry.
Yes.
For my family and them, for us.
Yeah, from the
right,
pot.
Right, but you, that small little investment for you to make sure you take care of her for the rest of our life.
Oh, and that's like how nowadays they got like the bride's father pays for the wedding type of thing.
Correct. Which is fair because she gets the money back when you get divorced.
I'm done
so
with it. If you want to marry a piece of a girl, you can give a call 323-657-6679 or email me rightideas@theemotionpicture.com. I'm down with that. And I can get down with the little, you know, I mean, I don't know if I can afford the extravagant 500 people, you know, the Prince Charming wedding and anything, but, you know, I'm down with making it look good. You know what I'm saying?
And
I ain't really opposed to that.
I'll throw your bachelorette party there. Anybody, you know, jetsetandjasmine.com.
Definitely, jetsetandjasmine.com. I don't know if I want my wife involved in that stuff because, you know, I do. Because y'all got them door swings, right?
Yes, we do.
they got them door swings.
That's
jetsetandjasmine.com. And Sha, you got a book out, I hear. It's well promoted.
Yeah, man.
What's going on with
Charlotte
that?
Papers. It's the number one, number two book.
Number one, number
two. We're moving units
right now. And where can they get that?
I'm trying to get that Bath and Beyond, but right now you can go on Amazon, type in my name. You can go on BarnesandNobles.com. Matter of fact, if you go in any bookstore, just ask for it. And when they look at you crazy, you just write it down, hand it to them. Like, we want to get it ordered in a bookstore because, you know, it's going to be tough for a dude doing the artist thing to break into that world. But that's the goal, man. We're going to get it.
Definitely much success on that one. I've got it. Jazz, you got one, Jazz?
Say it again?
You have one of his books? One of the...
It's in the mail.
Is that what told you? In the mail? Jason,
that's
the mail?
What he told me. Yeah.
Okay.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I got it.
No doubt.
It's pretty funny. And sometimes deep and funny, you know. But, yeah, I learned a lot today. Learned a lot. Next week's show is called Saving Them.
Get your capes.
I took that from the brother E-40, Captain Save-A-Ho.
Captain
Save-A-Ho.
She's a woman.
Guys, get your capes off.
Kissing frogs and glass slippers. And that's pretty much about, like, taking someone who ain't shit and saving them, you know, women kissing them frogs, trying to get a prince, and men just throwing that cape on and flying away.
Buying cars. Nah. I'm not going to call her, you know.
Save me. I just want to give a shout out. We have a listener from Sarcelle, France, and I just want to say thank you for listening. It's great to know that our voices are reaching so far.
What's the name of the mother?
Sarcelle, France, just outside of Paris. We have a brother that's listening. Yeah.
What's his name? Did you say his name?
I don't know if I can say his name, but anyways.
All right.
Yeah, brother
Paris. The call came from France. You got a Peugeot? You got a
No. I don't. Right. It's more in line with the Chinese New Year. Anyways. Save me. I can't wait till next week. Get your capes out.
Yes. Emotionpicture.com. Go to the actual website. We got cool shit there. We got videos and all that.
Give me a call.
Yeah. You can win a car with 10,000 miles on it also, you know, if you go to the website. But after saving, week after that, we got the abortion show, like it's a game show. But, talking about that abortion, you know, we got to have a serious show here and there, you know, so definitely tune in for those that like Black Brotherhood, you know what I'm saying, tune in to that one, my brother, because we talk about all the how the white man kill black babies and everything. It's going to be great, eugenics and all that stuff like that. But until then, you know, I am your one of your hosts, Victorious, and that's Sha Stimuli, and that's Jet Set and Jasmine, and you know, without any further ado, we're gonna turn on that song forever one more time, and we all gonna fall in love. We're gonna buy rings. We're gonna give back. We're gonna sell our ring. He's gonna kiss. Make love. We're gonna send
all that
videos and texts. That girl, I'm sorry. What happened to baby?
I thought it scary. You got too near me, I backed away.
Good night, y'all.
I still was dating. You started saying I had it made. With plenty women, your man was slipping. I actually prayed both of us would meet when we ready. That's where we at today. Back then I had to wait. You said let's take our time. I thought I couldn't love. You thought I shouldn't rhyme.